Talking to God can feel intimidating. Our desire is to help you feel confident yet comfortable in your times of prayer. Here's the Talking to God podcast with Pastor Chad.
When life gets tough and it feels like following God is causing more problems than solving them, it's natural to pray, God, show them you are better. This prayer comes from a place of deep faith and strong desire to show others how amazing God is. This prayer comes about because there have been challenging circumstances. Maybe our obedience to God has led to suffering, and we just want to prove that God is better than anything the world can offer. How we handle these moments can really strengthen our faith and show others the true power of God's love and grace. Let us first begin our prayer time in a moment where we acknowledge that we need deep faith. We want to pray this, that only God can offer us this type of power. Let us seek the Lord for that type of power. Almighty and Heavenly Father, your presence isn't only earthly, but you rule and reign from the heavens. We pray that you will have a special place in our lives and the lives of those we connect with as the one and true God, that we could recognize you not just as God, but as greater than any problem we confront. We ask you right now for deep faith, confidence and assurance in what we cannot see, a sense of peace in our being that although we feel small in situations of life, you are big and full of power. Let your kingdom come and will be done on earth, in our lives, and as it is in your will, we pray in Jesus' name. Jesus leaves us these words in John 13. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Sometimes the best way to show others that God is better is through our own action of love, patience, and understanding. People often see God's love through how we respond in difficult situations. I've come to find that as I look across the car window next to me, or I look into the eyes of a coworker, that everyone is on their own journey. And sometimes it takes time for people to see and understand God's presence in their life. Maybe you are that description today. Colossians 3, 12 through 13 says, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Let us pray a prayer in the tradition of Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is error, truth. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I might not seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. The Apostle James teaches us, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. You've heard it said on this podcast many times, but praying the Psalms is a powerful way to give words to our emotions. The psalmists have poured out their hearts, and in the same way, we want to embrace those words to maybe give words to what we are feeling deep down in our heart. Let us finish our time of prayer by praying Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for I have come to you for refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Trouble multiplies for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifice of blood or even speak the name of their gods. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad, and I rejoice. My body rests in safety, for you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your holy ones to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Talking to God podcast. If you found benefit from this kind of prayer podcast, look for Talking to God wherever you listen to podcasts or text the word God, that's G-O-D, to 67101, because talking to God should be easy.